When I take on care, it's a form of pride, John. It's saying God can't handle my business, so I'm going to have to take it out of his hand and bring it to myself.
Are you carrying burdens that your physical body was never designed to handle? Today, you can get rid of that stress and pressure once and for all. Join John Copeland and his guest Jesse Duplantis as they address this topic next on The Believer's Voice of Victory.
Hello and welcome to The Believer's Voice of Victory broadcast. I'm John Copeland. I'm the son of Kenneth and Gloria Copeland, and I'm the CEO here at Kenneth Copeland Ministries. And I want to introduce to you our very special guest. We're privileged to have you here with us again, Jesse.
Thank you, sir.
Jesse Duplantis. Yes. Jesse comes from South Louisiana. He's got a wonderful church down there. Tell us about your church real quick.
Our church is really growing. The local outreach of my ministry is called Covenant Church there. It's a suburb in New Orleans called Destrehan. And it's really doing well. It's a blessing. We invite anybody that comes to the New Orleans area to come down and experience the Cajun flavor of the gospel. You'll be blessed.
So if you're anywhere near that area, you need to get in there and get into that church. It'd be a great
Amen.
One for you to go to. We're talking about for the next 2 weeks. Yesterday we talked about it, vision. We're going to be talking about it for the rest of this week and next week.
Amen.
And we're talking about getting God's vision for your life, fulfilling God's vision for your life. Instead of just being a daydreamer, be a visionary.
Right.
And instead of just having a vision, fulfill and walk
right.
out that vision.
And manifesting it. You know, we said it yesterday that in Proverbs 29:18, where there is no vision, the people perish. Now think about that. There's so many people, they're dying slowly because their vision is not coming to pass for what they're supposed to do in life. Vision is given so that the word of God may be fulfilled. God gives you a vision so the word of God is fulfilled in your life. And you must feel fulfilled. I find people that are not, don't feel that way. And because it'll come from the spiritual to the natural, really live a rough life. And, you know, they're not happy. And people said, and I said it yesterday, why are you so happy, Brother Jesse? Well, I know where I'm going. And I'm going to know what I'm going to do when I get there. That's a wonderful thing to know where you're going. I find sometimes if I'm riding, especially on a motorcycle, if I'm riding a motorcycle and I got to look at a map while I'm driving, this, you know, one time I went up to Colorado, I mean, I missed Highway 9. I don't know how I missed it, but I did. And I had the map. So finally I said, maybe if Kathy will read this map and just tell me before I get there. So Kathy said, no. So we turned around and I let her read the map while I was driving, and you know, and she said, turn left, turn right. And she was directing me. And God is kind of like that. He has the map for your life and you have to listen to it. But a lot of times we want to take the map from God's hands and say, but we're going to miss a lot of things, you see, because we're driving ourselves at the same time. And you can't, it's hard to look at two things at one time. I think one of the greatest things I want to talk about today, John, to get your vision fulfilled is imagination. Now, everybody knows about imagination because of children. Children, they can imagine some things. I remember years ago, he's now a full-grown man, my nephew, Little Jules, we called him Little Jules. We were in Destin Beach, Florida, on a vacation. And he said, Uncle Jesse, he said, I can swim this swimming pool 100 laps. And I looked at him and I said, you can do it, Jules. And of course, I knew he couldn't do it. But you see, encouragement is the oxygen of the soul. I love to be an encourager because I've been discouraged. Maybe you're discouraged now. I promise you, you call a friend, tell them to turn that television on, listen to what me and John are talking about, they're going to get encouraged. And it's the oxygen of the soul. So breathe. We want you to breathe. Well, anyway, you know, I realized, no, he couldn't do it. But if you train him and you discipline yourself and you dedicate yourself to be a swimmer, he can become a Michael Phelps. Look what Michael Phelps did in the Olympics. It's just amazing. But you see, you have to first imagine it. It all starts in the realm of imagination. And there's a prime example of that in the Bible in Genesis chapter 11. It's called the Tower of Babel, the Tower of Talk. You want to call it. They're babbling all the time, you see. And what happened is when people get together, ladies and gentlemen, and want to do something, it gets God's attention. It marked my way. When Kenneth and Gloria Copeland got together in that little apartment and said, we are going to preach the gospel and we go into the world. Now, how do you do that? The how part is none of your business. That's God's business. The only job you need to believe or to do is to believe that God can do his job. The reason why you've had delays in prayers and in manifestations of your vision, because you took the job from God's hand. A man kind of got irritated me the other day. He said, "You don't care about nothing, do you, Jesse the Plan?" I said, "I don't care about nothing." And he just kind of looked at me like strange. And I said, "Let me explain that." He said, "I wish you would." I said, "When I take on care, it's a form of pride, John. It's saying God can't handle my business, so I'm going to have to take it out of his hand and bring it to myself. And yet the Bible explicitly says, casting all your care upon him, for he careth for you." Now, notice he used the word cast, so it doesn't go away easy. We want to hold on to it, but you're going to have to throw it. So I refuse to be in pride and tell God he can't handle my business. But I realize something, that God uses imagination. And when these people begin to imagine that they could build a tower into heaven, because that's what they wanted to be higher than God. Now, they had the wrong concept, and God would have helped them if it had kept God involved in it, but man got involved in it. Well, then he caused confusion. And you know how you cause confusion? When you can't talk to each other. That's a divorce. When you think about it, brother, I want to. Life is defined by relationships, John. Notice this. When life was good, your relationship was good. When life is bad, your relationships are bad. It's all defined by relationship. Now, what I do is you start imagining things which seem silly, but all of a sudden, out of that imagination, God sees something in you that can turn that, as we said yesterday, into a determined thought, into a mental map, where you begin now mapping out where you're going, what are you going to do when you get there? If you, I feel it real strong in the Holy Ghost right now. If you're physically sick, can you see yourself healed? I'm not talking about just mind stuff. Can you see it? If you can see it, you can have it.
It's vice versa. And if you can't ever see it,
it won't happen.
Yeah.
Right. See, that's what I begin to realize. I was raised very poor. Our first home was an 8-foot-wide, 32-foot trailer. We call that a camper today. Let me give you an example. I never forget. Saw Gone with the Wind, the movie. I was 5 years old. Now, a 5-year-old don't think this way. Five is five. You know what I'm saying? But we're watching this, and I saw Scarlett O'Hara go into this plantation home, and it was that beautiful white staircase. Some of y'all may know what I'm talking about. I tell my mother this. Now, she's in heaven, so I can say that, because she knocked my brains out. I said, "Mama, I'm a little boy. I'm 5 years old." I said, "I'm going to build a house like the movies." And my mother, God love her, God rest her soul, she said, "Boy, you can't do that. Boy, you stupid. Boy, you a Cajun from South Louisiana. We work in the oil field. Boy, we trailer trash," and all that kind of stuff, you know. And I remembered it hurt my feelings. I didn't tell her. It hurt my feelings. But I thought, God put that in me. Well, I'm building that staircase. And the Lord spoke to me and said, "You remember the dream?" The dream. See, at first it was just an imagination. But I remember it began to become stronger inside of me. By God doing that, it became determined. I began to build that mental map. Now, I mean, it took years, because I first thought, well, it's just me. Ladies and gentlemen, most of the time when you say it's just me, no, it's not just me. It's you and God. There's two of us here. So my vision for that began to take place. Well, it was the same way if you need healing, if you need finances, if you need some love, because love in its purest form is discipline. I want everybody to like me, but some don't. I don't know why, because I love myself.
I don't know anybody that doesn't like you.
Oh, there's some people that they get angry because they form an opinion. You know, I wrote a statement that where there is no vision, God becomes an opinion instead of a reality. Is God an opinion? Or is he a reality? Because, see, if there's no vision in your life, he's an opinion. And what are opinions? Transitory forms of thought floating on the ocean of life. They change with every wave. I read that in the dictionary. Praise God. I thought that was good.
That was good.
I like that, you know. But I realized something. A man has an opinion. Well, if you don't take his opinion at his face value, it won't work. Well, God gives every one of you that are here today a vision and a dream. But he'll start off maybe with imagination. And what I love about it, John.
That's where it has to start, really.
Has to. Because you see, it's in the mind. It has no limitations. I remember when I was a kid, you ever tired? I don't know if you ever did this. Now they got Superman suits and Spider-Man suits. But in my day, they had a towel that you tied around.
Safety pins, yeah, that's what we
and
did.
And I jumped off the top of my house like to kill myself.
Didn't work, did it?
It did not work. Because first thing first, I knew nothing about the concept of flying. Now, I fly all over the world today because I use a plane to do it, but I'm still flying. You see what I'm saying? But my point is, you're not a failure if you jumped off the house and hit the ground because you haven't understood the concept of flying. So maybe you think, I don't have it. I tried a vision. It just fell to the wayside. No, you may have
you
jumped
did learn,
off.
Though.
But you learn not to hurt yourself no more. Mm-hmm. Then I realized something. And you know how we got into aviation? People begin to watch birds. Begin to really look at birds. I really believe that Orville and Wilbur Wright, mm-hmm. when they built that first plane, you know they got it from a bird. Now, a bird don't think anything about flaps. They don't think about nothing because it's so natural to a bird that, you know, he just drops a feather and he moves or he just does this. But we had, because that's not our environment. But we've learned now to subdue that environment and control it. And you have people flying all over the world.
You know, you've talked about a couple of things. You know, you talked about your mother, which,
right.
you know, your mother loved you.
Sure.
And she's just doing the best she could. She's
right.
never been taught. And then you think about Orville and Wilbur. You know, I'm sure there were people who were telling them it can't be done. There was a lot of failures before that. You know, different kind of
sure.
flying machines or whatever.
Right.
You saw all kinds of people fail. And I'm sure that people told them, you can't do it. It can't be done. You know, whenever God gives you something, there's going to be somebody there to tell you you can't.
That's right.
Satan's going to make sure that somebody comes along to tell you, you know what, you can't do that and try to talk you out of it.
Well, God gave me a statement, John. Listen to this. The person who's never done anything is sure that nothing can be done because they're judging you by what they've done.
Mm-hmm. And what they've seen and
That's
what
right.
others. And so, I'd really want to encourage you that when God gives you something, you know, you love them. Say thank you for your input,
mm-hmm.
but when people want to give you their opinions on why you can't do it or why you shouldn't do it, if you know God told you to do it, then you just smile and you go on your way, and you stick to that, and don't let people rob you of that.
Well, the reason why they're telling you that you can't do it because they can't. They're actually talking about themselves because, you see, God didn't tell them to do that. So naturally, they can't do it. So if they figure they can't do it, then you can't do it. But no, but God has told you you can't. When I begin to understand the word of faith, first, I like the way it said the word. So the word was first and faith was second. But it took faith to produce the word in me. And both of them had to come together and to produce what I needed in my life. And I believe it was Smith Wigglesworth said that faith begins where the will of God is known, not believed. Most people have not got to the rim of knowing. I love the Apostle Paul when he said, I know in whom I have believed. The past tense. I know. Now, I like that because that's another level. That's a higher level, you see, of believing. I love believing, but there's something beyond believing. I think there are people who have been saved 40 years, John, watching today, are still in the realms of believing and never got to the realm of known
mm-hmm.
because they judge their life by their failures instead of their successes, you see. And they may have leaped out and fell. But you see, a person is not a failure that falls in the mud. A person is a failure who lives in the mud. Just get up. I believe the book of Micah says, when I fall, I shall arise. You know, I want to bring a hunting trip. Me and you, we went on a hunting trip one time. I don't know if you remember this. And we were hunting a buffalo. And now John is, I call him a predator. I mean, he knows what he's doing. So I'm watching John because, you know, John going to get us some meat. We're going to eat that night for sure, you know. So we're out on this buffalo and all this tundra in these mountains. All of a sudden, these buffaloes start moving. John started running down the mountain. I don't know if you remember. You just took off. Well, I thought I could do what you do. Well, first thing, I'm a lot older than you. I took off running, and I forgot the law of gravity. Do you remember that time that I went over? I had my rifle in my hand. Now, it's loaded, okay? John's already good, probably 30 yards ahead of me. Boom, he is going down because he's focused, buddy. Now, with him and that buffalo going to meet eye to eye, something's going down. So I want to do what John does. But you see, I'm not qualified like John. I was trying to live your dream. I was trying to do what you was doing. I took off, ladies and gentlemen, and all of a sudden the law of gravity caught me, which means I couldn't stop. I kept running. After a while, my little short legs, it's going as fast as I can. And I thought, I got to dive out. So what I did with the movies did, I literally went over like that, and I actually flipped.
You did a great roll, popped right back
and
up.
And popped right back up with my rifle. Of course, I missed the elk, I mean the buffalo. But at least I'd stopped the gravity. But you were more sure-footed on that mountainside, which meant this. You had a determined thought in your mind, I'm going to get this animal. Okay. I had an idle thought in my mind that I could do what John could do, but I can if I discipline myself like
John. Well, and it comes to experience of just me being out there more recently because you're traveling all the time.
That's right. But you knew you could do it. See, I was believing I could do it. That's my point I'm saying. He knew, you knew you could get there. I was believing. So what I did, I stepped out and said, but you know what? That didn't stop me from hunting. That didn't stop me from going with John just because I rolled.
Got your buffalo.
I got my buffalo. But both of us came home with a buffalo. In fact, you came home with two, I think. We got what we came for, but we may have went in different directions. I think of the Word of God, which I love, and I'm going to say this. See, this Bible doesn't make any sense at all, but it does make faith. The Bible to me is like a mountain, like this. There are many ways to get to the top, but everybody's going to get to the same position, same place. But there's certain things you have to do to get to the top. For me to get to the bottom of that mountain to find that buffalo you were looking for, I had to understand the law of gravity. You already had done that. You knew how to get over that. But I was experiencing it, believing that I could. Now, today, if I go out on that same mountain and both take off running, I already know what I'm going to do. You see what I'm saying? Ladies and gentlemen, I think you're watching today, and what we're telling you is we're telling you how to get from believing to knowing. Believing is the imagination part of it. Faith is the knowing part of it. Now faith, faith actually connects time. You know, I had a man say, why do you get your prayers answered so fast, Brother Jesse? And I never thought of it like that, but evidently he saw that happen. He said, especially when it comes to finance. Ladies and gentlemen, God is my witness. When I sow a seed, you know what I tell God sometimes? Yeah. I say, Lord, come here. You see the seed? He said, yes, it's time sensitive. In other words, we don't need a big growth process on this harvest here. I need something to move immediately. And you know, God has honored that because I told him I had a thought about my seed. I thought about what I needed off the harvest, and I thought the time factor that I needed to get to produce what I'm believing for. Mm-hmm. Now, once that happened, I got beyond it and started knowing it would come to pass. Say, I know in whom I have believed. Now, that's vision. Vision is given to you to fulfill the Word of God. Every one of you that has a destiny and a destination today is to fulfill the Word of God in your life. So quit saying, I don't know what I'm going to do. Quit saying, I can't. Or I never will, like we said at the opening of the show. Yes, you can. God said you can do all things. Now, you know, let's focus on the three-letter word, all. I'll supply all your need. He didn't say not a portion of it, not a piece of it, but all of it. We didn't want the buffalo's hoof. We wanted the whole buffalo. God is trying to give us the whole buffalo, John. He wants the whole dream to manifest, but it also starts out in imagination. When you invited me on that hunting trip at the Crow Nation, where it was, we love those people up there, I didn't even know you could hunt a buffalo. I thought that's against the law. But then I realized there's a nation within a nation in America, and that's those are reservations of the Indians. And if the chairman says you can hunt a buffalo, even though it's not hunting season across the mountain, it's hunting season on this mountain because this man knows you can, and he gave us that direction.
You know, it's interesting, as you mentioned, the chairman who has passed away since mm-hmm. then, and they recently hired a new chairman, Cedric mm-hmm. Black Eagle. But Chairman Van was a man who had a vision for his people.
Yes.
I mean, he wanted his people out of poverty.
Amen.
They have like a 45% unemployment rate,
right.
Abject poverty in the Crow Nation. And he had a vision to
Amen.
See his people's, their vision changed. They have no vision for the most part. And he saw a way. He was believing God. He invited us to come up.
That's right.
And he wanted you and Dad to speak to the Crow Nation.
And we did.
To break that spirit of poverty. He sowed the seed of those buffaloes.
That's right.
The hunts of those buffaloes as seed towards breaking the spirit of poverty off his people. So he has a vision. He was fulfilling his vision, and he was doing it by first going to the man of God.
Amen.
You know, spiritually getting that vision going.
That's right.
And then he was taking natural steps with all their natural resources and everything to get there.
You know, John, I never told John this or Brother Copeland. I had someone tell me, maybe a few months later, why did you and Brother Copeland go to the Crow Nation? You know, it's got a lot of poverty there. You're not going to make any money. And it kind of irritated me. I said, sir, first thing, you don't know Kenneth Copeland. Another thing, you don't know Jesse DePlans or John Copeland. We didn't go there for money. We went there to fulfill their dream. We knew the chairman wanted poverty eradicated from the Crow Nation. Now, who does he get? He doesn't get a poor man. A poor man can't get poverty out of a poor person. So he got a man of substance, Kenneth Copeland, man of substance, Jesse Plemons, man of substance, John Copeland. We went there and ministered to those people. We weren't looking for money. What we were looking for was to fulfill a dream. Before your dream can be fulfilled, oh, Lord, I feel this thing, you have to fulfill someone else's. Mm. That's what Joseph did. Before his dream could be fulfilled, he had to fulfill the pharaohs, the butlers, the bakers, and then he became prime minister. It's all in God's timing, but God's timing is not long, like everybody says, because you put it into the long. Faith is in the now. Now faith is. So that's why we went there. And, you know, now he's in heaven, thank God. But I loved his tenacity for his people. Mm-hmm. He's a chairman. He says, how? I remember looking me right in the face and said, Brother Jesse, how do I get rid of all this poverty? And I remember him saying this. We have most of the energy resources of America on our reservation out there.
Coal, natural gas.
I mean, loaded.
Lime,
yeah, everything wolf. You could think of. And then Brother Copeland said something years ago that I've never forgot. He said, did you know airplanes could fly in the 1700s just as easy as they do today? We had all the knowledge of it. I mean, we had all the raw substance, everything, but we didn't have the knowledge of it. See, because we didn't have Wilbur and Orville Wright dreaming, imagining that man can fly. All we had was a bird. Could we ever get there? Now we fly higher than the birds. We fly faster than the birds.
Jesse, would you say that that most people don't spend enough time imagining?
Yes, sir.
It would seem to me that with all the stimulation of television and texting and, you know, emails and, I mean,
and tweetering, what do they call that?
People don't even fax anymore. You
no,
know, I mean, people tweetering and, I mean, Facebook. There's so much going on all the time that the quiet time is gone away.
That's
in
right.
Large part, where to be able to sit down and think about and imagine God's plan for your life. To be able to sit down and imagine it out.
Amen.
At least as much as you can.
That's right.
And see yourself doing that. See yourself in a different place than you are today. But you got to really sit down and take the time to do that. And I
Amen.
Think for the most part, we don't have time anymore.
No. We've become so busy that we've cut our own selves off of our future. I would say this, and I mean this, even though we're talking right now and you're listening and you're enjoying it, are you taking notes? Because we're going to go off the air in a few minutes. Yeah, and then the real time begins to start. Then you take what me and John have said, and now you wrote it down. You made the vision plain. Then you start applying. And guess what? Your miracle will come.
That's right. And, you know, you can go online and watch these over and over again. If you do miss something, you can go back, watch them online.
Amen.
But you're going to have to take the time to sit down and follow God and hear God and then imagine and seeing yourself do those things. Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back.
Does it seem like your life is passing you by? Have you lost your passion for life? Are you unsure of your destiny and purpose? We all have a special calling on our lives. We're all here for a reason. We all have a purpose. In the newest release from Jesse Duplantis, The Everyday Visionary, you can find purpose for your life, realize your potential, and start living now. With practical principles, Jesse explains how to get your vision from God, how to move that vision to reality, and why it is so important to make every day count towards something good. God desires for you to live an active and fulfilled life. We're not here to just exist, but to do well, live happy, and to make a difference for God. You can find your purpose and make it a reality today. Be courageous, step out, focus your thoughts, and change your life. Order your copy of Jesse Duplantis' new book, The Everyday Visionary, today for only $16. For faster delivery, order on our website at kcm.org. To order by phone, call toll-free 800-575-4455. Or you may also write to Kenneth Copeland, Fort Worth, Texas, 76192. Learn how to become an everyday visionary and fulfill God's plan for your life. Order your copy today.
Jesse has a new book out, and I want to encourage every one of you to get it and get it for people that need direction in their life. People need to know what God's called them to do. They need to know the vision that God's given them, but they also need to know how to fulfill that.
Right.
And that's what this book is about, the Everyday Visionary. And this book will help you get on track, get the vision, fulfill that vision. It, you know, anxiety and worry is not going to change your situation. God said all things are possible to them that believe. And you won't be able to put this book down. I think you'll really enjoy it. Order one for you and your family and everybody else
Amen.
You can think of. You want to say anything about that book?
Well, I tell you what, it brings you to focus. You focus on your priorities, you eliminate all your confusion. If you want to get confusion out of your life, you have to focus. I love what Peter and John said. They said, look on us. The man was, he was looking for some money. But what they said was, don't look at my wallet. Look at what I can give you, which is more than a wallet. And he gave him healing through the power of Jesus' name. I hope you get it today. It will. I'm not just saying it because I wrote the book. It will change your life.
So you order that. You can go online. You can get online. You can use the information on your screen. We have 24-hour prayer 7 days a week here in the United States. And so, you know, we have other offices around the world, and they'll put the hours of operation up on the screen for you there. But I want to tell you, we are here for you, and these prayer ministers are here to pray with you. You know, you don't need to go through crises and problems alone. If you need somebody to pray with you in faith, we'll be glad to do that. And I want you to know that we love you, and that's why we
Amen.
Have that prayer line.
Yes, indeed.
Lots of testimonies, so many you couldn't even say them all, so many testimonies that come from that.
Amen.
So please make that available to you, because we want you to know that we love you and we care for
Amen.
You. Well, this is John Copeland and Jesse Duplantis, and we're reminding you that Jesus is Lord.
Thank you for joining us today on the Believer's Voice of Victory. Visit our website today at kcm.org. There you can purchase this week's broadcasts on DVD or CD, or a copy of today's product through our online store. Kenneth Copeland Ministries has a resource of teaching materials and study tools designed to help you find the biblical answers to your questions. Believe the love God has for you, walk in the blessing, and let the glory of the Lord shine in your life. Let God's glory shine in your life at the 2009 Southwest Believers Convention.
It's a time of refreshing.
To get just saturated completely with the Word of God.
Abraham's blessing is mine. The Eden blessing is mine. My circumstance is supposed to look just like the Garden of Eden.
It's life for my children. It's health to my children.
We came to hear from God.
Now that you're in Christ Jesus, then you can walk together with Him in this earth realm.
The more you engage, the more you receive.
Join Kenneth and Gloria Copeland, Jerry Savelle, Jesse Duplantis, and Creflo Dollar August 3rd to the 8th at the Fort Worth Convention Center in Fort Worth, Texas. With Super Kid Academy for ages 6 through 12 and 1440 for ages 13 through 18, there's a place for the whole family. To find out more, call 800-600-7395 or visit kcm.org. Tomorrow on the Believer's Voice of Victory.
If your memories are bigger than your dreams, you're in trouble. Let me say it again. If your memories are bigger than your dreams, you're in trouble. Why? Because you're living in the past. And the past never sees the future.